What treatment options do you consider for a mild skeletal class 3 case where the family does not want to have surgery? I have had some success in these cases by retracting the lower incisors to compensate for the skeletal imbalance. If the soft tissue can tolerate this compensation, often the result can be very acceptable. One limitation that I have found is that obtaining the desired incisor position often means extracting lower but not upper premolars. This results in a class 3 molar finish and unopposed upper second molars. So although the anterior relationship works out well, there is some compromise posteriorly. A case report that appears in the August 2006 issue of the Journal of Clinical Orthodontics demonstrates that it may be possible to compensate this type of class 3 patient without lower arch extractions. This approach uses retromolar mini screws for anchorage and retracts the whole lower arch to compensate the dentition. The authors of this article, called Class 3 Non-Extraction Treatment with Mini Screw Anchorage, are from Japan. This case report documents the treatment of a 16-year-old female patient with a mild class 3 skeletal malocclusion. There was little to no crowding in either arch, and the left side was more class 3 than the right. The goals of treatment were to retract the lower arch to provide optimal posterior interdigitation and overbite overjet. Mini screw anchors were placed in the retromolar area on both the right and the left. Alignment was done with the braces in a conventional way, and then the mini screws were used for retraction of the lower arch. The case was completed in 16 months. The result showed the A and B angle was largely unchanged, as would be expected. The upper incisors came forward slightly, and the lower incisors were retracted and uprighted about 7 degrees. The superimposition showed the upper dentition remained relatively stable, but there was significant retraction of lower molars and incisors. The lower incisors also elongated several millimeters. Photographically, the face and occlusion looked excellent, and I would say the overall outcome was very good. What a case report like this tells us is this type of response is possible, but not how likely or predictable it is. It could be this sort of positive result would happen 9 out of 10 times, or this could be a 1 in 10 outcome. Hopefully, more scientific evidence is forthcoming regarding the predictability of the mini screw anchors in various applications. I would suggest that you look at the pictures and tracings in this article if you are considering this treatment alternative for one of your patients. It will help you visualize what sort of treatment result may be possible. The treatment records, along with more detailed information about the mechanics used in this case, can be found in the August 2006 issue of the Journal of Clinical Orthodontics.